This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
The traveling president of Gambia returns home following a reported coup attempt. Tunisia's new president takes office. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. Officials in Gambia say President Yahya Jammeh has returned to the country a day after an apparent coup attempt. The officials said Mr. Jammeh arrived back in Banjul today, though there were still conflicting reports about whether he had been in France or Dubai when the shooting took place. Security forces locked down the city and patrolled the streets. After violence Tuesday at the presidential palace, the government gave no official details about what happened, but in a statement denied rumors of instability. Witnesses said Banjul was calm today. Beji Caid Essebsi, has been sworn in as Tunisia's new president. He becomes the country's first freely elected leader since it gained independence from France in 1956. He took the oath of office today at a ceremony at the parliament where his Nida Tun's party won the most seats in an October election. Djibouti announced today it has reached an agreement to allow the main opposition party to participate in parliament. The agreement paves the way for the Union for the National Salvation to take seats in parliament for the first time since 2013. The move is seen as important for maintaining stability in the country. The AFP says a political rival of Niger's president, Mamadou Issoufou, is due to go on trial Friday in a baby trafficking case. Former parliament speaker Hama Amadou says the charges are part of a smear campaign against him. He fled to France and will be tried in absentia. This is VOA News. Reuters reports that Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has nominated former intelligence officer Joseph Boynet to serve as police chief. The appointment is part of a shakeup in the administration that came after a series of attacks by Islamist militants. Reuters reports that Liberia is lifting its Ebola curfew for one night to allow people to celebrate New Year's Eve at church services. But the United Nations Health Agency is urging the government to retain its social distancing measures and to encourage people to avoid large gatherings. AFP quotes Justice Minister Benedict Sanoa as saying he was acting on the orders of President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf in lifting the curfew for a day. People in New Zealand and Australia celebrated the coming of the new year with huge fireworks displays. A giant clock on Auckland's landmark Sky Tower counted down the minutes until the new year before fireworks launched from the tower lit the nighttime sky. Cities large and small across the world are preparing their own celebrations, most with fireworks displays. The first two bodies discovered from the crash of an Air Asia flight have arrived in the city of Surabaya, where Indonesian forensics experts are identifying the remains. Emergency teams have found seven bodies in the Java Sea, spotting wreckage on Tuesday, 2 days after the plane disappeared en route from Surabaya to Singapore. Dato Sri Liao Tiong Lai is Malaysia's transportation minister.
We are greatly saddened by the news from the Basarnas, Indonesia, yesterday, that confirmed part resemblance of the Air Asia's Indonesia planes and human bodies were indeed from the missing aircraft of Air Asia's Indonesia flight QZ-501.
Search and rescue agency officials said waves of up to 3 meters, strong winds, and heavy rain are preventing a full air search at the crash site near the island of Borneo. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has signed a Palestinian request to join the International Criminal Court. He's seeking new action against Israel a day after the Palestinian bid for statehood failed at the UN Security Council. A suicide bomber has attacked a gathering of Shiite Houthi rebels in central Yemen, killing at least 23 people and wounding dozens. The blast happened today as people were celebrating the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad in the city of Eib. The provincial governor was among those wounded in the attack. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA. The best.